Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dace Man Show, episode 126. I am your host, as always, Chris. The Dace Man Dace, energy drinks are flowing. The Dace Man is tired, but at the same time, he still pretends to want to give you the entertainment you deserve. Joining me this week will hopefully be some guests. As of right now, it's just yours truly, because Blog Talk is so wonderful and so easy to obtain access into the show itself that I have to stall for the first 5 to 10 minutes. But if people join, they join. If people don't join, well, you know, we'll do this thing solo. Joining us this week as, well, she was absent last week, but she's here this week, McTitties. What's up?
Thanks. You sound so happy to see me.
No, it's not you personally. It's just I'm tired.
That's good.
Yes. It might just be us two today. No side up. I spoke too soon. Join me from down the hallway, the one, the only, Frank Ward.
The sound of happiness.
$10 Gibby forgot the shows today.
He put up a fucking fight for me to get in. It disconnected me like twice.
Oh, really? That's just for me.
Yeah. It like would dial in and I'm like, nah, you know, you're not doing it. Try dial it. Nah, never mind.
Go lay down.
So, I don't know what we'll have Gibby tonight, but on that note, because I'd like to go back to bed, it's time for sports!
Sports. You follow sports?
This week in sports, week 10 is in the books, and apparently so much so that my computer's still loading. Okay, there we go. Thursday, November 12th, the Bills beat the Jets 22-17. Sunday, November 15th, the Jaguars beat the Ravens 22-20. The Steelers beat the Browns 30-9. The Panthers beat the Titans 27-10. The Bears. Oh, he's here. He squawked his way back in. That's interesting. I give
it. He was waiting for the right moment.
No, I wasn't.
The right moment.
The Bears beat the Rams 37-13. The MRSA-driven Buccaneers beat the Cowboys 10-6.
MRSA. I mean, MRSA.
Yeah.
The Lions. You scare me sometimes, Gibby.
The Lions.
Tickers.
JC.
Packers 18-16.
I liked it so much better when she wasn't here.
The Dolphins beat the Eagles 20-19. The team that shall not be named beat the Saints 47-14. Who the fuck knows what happened there?
How did that happen? Where the hell did that really? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
They just waited the right moment to blow their load, and that was it. Was week 10. The Vikings beat the Raiders 30-14.
Woo-hoo!
The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs beat the Broncos 29-13, and Peyton died.
He did die. He's dead. He's done. He's a goner. He's old.
Patriots
throwing it out there.
The Patriots barely beat the Giants 27-26. I would say so because I got the greatest kicker on the planet. The Cardinals beat the Seahawks 39-32, and on Monday night we saw the Texans beat the Bengals 10-6. What must have been a game.
Texans.
Had to be a great game. Which I am thankful the Texans shut down Palmer. No, not Palmer. What the fuck is his name? Whoever Dan's quarterback is, suck it.
I got screwed Monday night.
And it happened.
I won.
I win it.
Monday night.
I win it.
Yay! In other football news,
I'm gonna come back.
Online commentators, a.k.a. angry bloggers, are saying that Olivia Munn is to blame for the 3-game losing streak that Aaron Rodgers is struggling because of the sex.
I agree.
You agree?
Well, fuck him hard this weekend, then. Fuck him really hard.
You got to. You have to.
Don't.
No. Definitely fuck him hard.
You got to. Yeah, got to. It's a requirement. Go ahead, guys. What's going on?
News.
What segment are we in again, guys?
We're still in sports.
Are you
fuck
sure?
Fuck him hard. Fuck her right in the pussy.
Much energy for me right now.
Get her right in the ear, man. Get her right in the ear.
Fuck her in the nostril.
I'm not going to say this next story because it does not fit into what you're talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up. Things will be said. People are going to take offense. It's going to be really bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doug Flutie's parents are dead. Fuck her right in the pussy.
They're all dead?
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
True love.
Wasn't there a guy that kept going on the finding news people in live camera and go, hey, I fucked her right good in the pussy.
Where the fuck have you been? You look like the guy if you put your hood up.
He does, actually.
He's like 50 years old. He's like 30.
I'm 30. I tell you. What a
pretty damn cool.
I just figure it's time to bring it back.
Seattle's running back, Marshawn Lynch. Is criticizing details criticizing Russell Wilson with their Sunday game against the Cardinals. The Seahawks lost 39-32, as we recently reported. So Lynch doesn't seem happy. It couldn't be that you just
started. All right. So now the question here, guys, is
woo-hoo.
Seattle is versing the 49ers this weekend at Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Should I take Seattle in my suicide poll?
You're still in that? Haven't you lost yet?
There's two of us left.
I would take Seattle.
I think so. I think it's a safe bet.
I would think so,
they're
too.
Only a 12-point favorite to win.
Only 12?
Only 12.
Yeah,
I wouldn't follow
take
any
San Francisco.
So, I'm thinking it's a safe bet, but I'm not positive, unfortunately.
Yeah, you'll probably be wrong.
It's baseball news. Francisco Rodriguez, the Detroit's acquired a veteran relief pitcher from Milwaukee Brewers.
Did his parents die too?
For $5.5 million.
Where's Batman Chalupa?
What the fuck is that clicking noise?
Me.
I don't know.
Probably me.
I don't know.
My microphone does it from time to time, I assume.
Time to time? Or all the time?
Exactly.
I don't know. I can't hear it, so that's why I figure it must be me.
Not stop.
Oh, snap.
Does it sound like a predator kind of clicking?
Can we say...
It's kind of like static clicking.
That's not as fun.
That's not whatever Gibbons noise made. That
sounds like somebody's doing it.
What? In the NHL, the standings, the Atlantic Division is led by the Montreal Canadiens. The Metropolitan is led by
the Flyers. The Flyers are doing great, right?
The Flyers are third from last.
Sucker.
What? How does that... I don't understand.
I don't
this
know.
This is just not Philly's year for sports.
No, it's the worst... Yeah. The Stars are leading the Central Division, and the Kings are leading the Pacific Division. Of course, it's not December yet, so we can't talk about curling. They only update their shit once a month. That's all I got
only
for sports.
Once a month, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We talked about it last week.
We did?
Yeah. Only. Well, you weren't here.
And the week before.
Yeah. We bitch about it every week we look at it. So I didn't bring it up this week.
But how will our fans know?
Yeah, how will they know?
How will they know?
Guys, I screwed up.
We know.
Did a bad play.
What are you doing?
Find some hearse, though. No,
yeah.
You froze me.
There is no new curling to report on tonight. On the Gibby segment.
No, how many of you people are playing Battlefront?
Not me. Sports question.
Not me.
Not a sports question.
It's definitely a sports question, okay? Because it has to deal with Battlefront.
No.
So I need to know.
Back and forth, so let's talk about it.
Huh?
Give it! That escalated quickly.
What?
Oh, man, that sport game was crazy cray, guys.
That sport game?
Yeah.
Yay, sports ball. touchdown, field goal.
Woohoo!
Basket, three-pointer.
Only three, though. We can't
double
give them more
dribble.
Than that. Sorry.
So you got any stories, or are you just going to be an old man and talk about sports in a way that only people from 1920s do?
Back in my day, people used to give a shit. Oh, man. All right,
right.
So we don't have a what's called, damn it.
You don't have a story? Oh.
Don't have a chat.
Well, we do.
I'm going to have to send it to all of you people individually.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it to, you know, start a chat.
It would not be worth it because way
you are sending it to everybody individually, aren't you?
Way too
much. Yeah, he is.
Did they use paint? What the fuck?
Oh, well, why don't you, Dave, just go ahead and say the story, my God.
Is that the fucker right in the West Suburban Elmhurst have released a sketch of a man who tried to lure a 12-year-old boy into his pickup by claiming he needed help finding a lost dog. Just after 5 p.m. on Friday, the man drove up to the boy who was walking on the 500 block of Comstock and told him, "Would you help me find my dog? I'll give you
and
a treat
her right
to
in the pussy.
All you need is to get in my car," a statement from the Elmhurst police said. The boy said no and began running to his friend's home while the truck drove off at a high rate of speed, police said. The artist's rendition was done by a 5-year-old in Microsoft Paint, or possibly me.
Wow, I love how you accomplished that greatness. And no, I don't want you to read it. How's
you
that
just
sound?
Said read it. You said read it.
What the hell does that sound, huh?
You said you like, why don't you go ahead and read it, and so I read it, and I did
just
very well.
Stealing,
there's a lot of words in there that would confuse you.
Just stealing
like
my thunder. I understand. You like stealing my thunder.
I do.
I don't know why.
There's a big number in there, 500.
Holy shit.
Right? Big numbers.
Yeah, big numbers. Sorry. Yep.
Stop watching Arrow and we'll kick you from the fucking studio.
I'm not watching Arrow this week, actually. Thank you very much.
What are you watching, then?
I'm not watching Arrow. I'm trying to figure out Christmas gifts for people, and one of them's fucking expensive.
Was it
mine?
Your face?
It's mine.
With 100% focus.
Is it your face?
PS4?
No, yeah. it was what my sister wants, these weird, like, village, like, set things to collect as decorations, and I was looking one up, and it's $80.
I think you mistook our jesting for actually caring.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, like, yeah. I had no reason.
I mean,
actually,
you're gonna have to listen. If you jest, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, that's our fault. We sounded way too convincing.
We did. We are that good. We are
not
that
bad.
Good.
Yeah, we
can make enthusiasm.
Yeah, we seriously gave zero fucks.
Oh, tell me more.
But tell me so much more.
So curious.
Fucking things are expensive, though.
No, we weren't really.
Oh my God, we were joking again. We were not.
I know. Doesn't mean I'm still not going to talk about it.
Oh my God, I hate women. I hate them all. Especially this one.
Are you whispering because you got a woman in the room? Is that why you're...
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
All right, guys. We're going to go to Bangkok.
Bangkok?
Bangkok.
Okay.
An error, guys, by race organizers made Bangkok home to the world's longest half marathon. Instead of a typical 13-mile run through Thailand's steamy capital, the Standard Chartered Bangkok Marathon on Sunday accidentally extended its annual half marathon to nearly 17 miles.
Jesus Christ.
That sucks.
The bonus miles came as a surprise to runners who unleashed a tirade of complaints on social media after the event.
I can't feel my legs!
The Jogging Association of Thailand, one of the two organizers in the race, admitted to the error late on Monday.
Oops, I'm fucked up.
The association apologized for the mistake. It will not happen again in the future, they told Associated Press. The Athletic Association of Thailand, which oversees athletic events in the country, said it discussed the mistake with organizers who admitted that a technical error happened during the half marathon event.
A technical error? Like, how? Don't they set up markers way before then and like a finish line? I feel like the finish line would be a dead giveaway that they already planned it well in advance.
He said the race was responsible for pointing half marathon runners in the right direction, inadvertently directing them to make a U-turn at the wrong place. Oops. It added more than 1.8 miles to each lap. Therefore, adding more than 3.7 miles were added to the whole half marathon.
Made you work out more. You're welcome.
That's how America should combat obesity.
You ain't kidding, my friend. You ain't kidding. So
make the queue lines for McDonald's even longer with wrong U-turns.
Apparently the United States is the only one with idiot employees.
Huh?
Apparently the United States is not the only one with idiot employees.
Oh, okay.
Who right, Dave?
Huh? I'm not saying it's wrong or right, but you're not wrong.
No, I'm saying you're one of those idiots.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
I'll work at McDonald's. $15 an hour. Smell like fries.
Well, he sounds like a smart person, unlike us days.
Do you want fries with that? Oh, okay. Here's fries.
I don't.
Really racist. Just assume they're black workers.
I think it's racist you assume that was a black voice.
Then
yeah, really.
Please describe what race or... Well, you, there was no way that was white.
All right,
what are you talking about,
Asian.
Holmes?
See?
What? My name is Jose.
Wow. Your Spanish sounds Indian.
I'm going to go pick someone now.
I thought he was doing Indian.
That's what I thought he was doing, too. And then he said,
I don't
home.
Know what I'm doing. You should not make me do ethnic...
Voices,
all right? It's just the requirement.
Who are you doing?
Swedish.
Yep.
You sure about that?
The chef from the Muppet.
Mm-mm.
Get cultured, motherfucker.
I have been. Sorry. All right. A man who led Alaskan state troopers on a brief chase in a stolen vehicle Tuesday remains at large after troopers looking for him evacuated a small apartment building in Fairbanks for 5 hours. The incident involved a man who wasn't named in a Tuesday report. Oh, my God. Trooper report. Dispatch. God, it's going to be a long day.
He's really good at hide-and-seek, guys. He's really good. I can't...
Began at 11 a.m. with a report that the vehicle was parked outside the resident on Dolly Varden Lane.
Varden, Oregon.
Responding troopers found the vehicle Monday night from an area patrolled by Fairbanks Police Department. As troopers attempted to contact the vehicle, a male driver drove away with the vehicle. Troopers pursued the vehicle for a short distance until the suspect driver lost control of the car and went into a ditch. The driver then fled on foot to an area of a residential where incidental contact was made. At the point, troopers called Fairbanks-based members of Special Emergency Reaction Team and obtained search warrants for the structure. Patrol troopers and SERT evacuated the residence, which was a fiveplex. Troopers wrote, CERT then attempted to communicate with potential occupants without success. CERT eventually entered the building and searched for the suspect. The suspect was not inside of the building. Several residences were displaced for approximately 5 hours while AST resolved the incident. So they tried to communicate with this guy inside the building that he was not in.
Jesus Christ.
fuck?
I don't know what's
that
worse, that or John Cena. Oh God.
So loud. Do it now, Dice. Do it now.
Huh? I'm not paying.
John Cena. He's fat.
I had to say that at least what, two or three times during the ceremony.
Yeah, you did.
What?
Well, there was a wedding, for all those who don't know.
I know.
And I happened to scream.
Not everybody, though.
Whenever Dace walked by me. And Dace was in the wedding party.
Wait, what did you scream, though? He's fat or John Cena?
John Cena!
He sounds like Grover when he does it, though. It's pretty funny.
I thought... when Dace first came down the aisle, I thought he was going to die laughing.
Do-do-do-do.
People around me did not think it was that funny, though.
I get
you. Ruining the day for everybody. But you were putting the time out. You're a bad little boy.
I might have been. I was. I was definitely putting the time out by a little one.
No. Oh.
That little bastard. Anyway.
He's not wrong.
He's not.
Unfortunately, I'm not. You can kick her out any time now. I'll be happy with it. Just saying.
You talking to me? I'm really not operating
sure,
the studio.
Whoever's in the studio.
She's probably in the fucking studio.
I'm kind of
in
the
studio.
Oh, I'm clicking buttons in the studio. I was doing
nothing's working. So I should prepare my ears to be raped?
Yeah, probably. Sorry, guys.
Scott,
anyway,
we're pretty butthurt about it.
This one's for you, Frank.
We need new clips.
Well, actually, I guess it's maybe more for Dace.
Huh?
We need clips.
Back in April, Montgomery, California distillery Lost Spirits announced they'd hacked the spirit aging process. Want to taste aroma characteristic of a 20-year-old rum? Founder Brian Davis created a chemical reactor that can make a fresh, old bottle for you in only 6 days.
What?
Yeah,
get that one more time.
I think Frank just came in his pants.
You can make a...
The more you know.
You can make a 20-year-old rum in 6 days.
I see.
What do you guys think, guys? I think it's about time to start drinking.
Filth and lies.
I say let's try it.
Davis says it's a long and complicated set pieces of chemistry.
Probably not. Probably took him like 5 minutes. Accidentally stumbled upon it in his garage.
Really?
I agree.
He was probably trying to drink gasoline to kill himself and then, like, I don't know, mixed it with something. I was like, hey, check this out.
This isn't toxic. I'm going to live another day.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
Yeah, I don't feel like reading this, but that is that is the concept of this, and I'll just send it to everybody again, because that's
so
normally what I do.
Individually, what is wrong with you? Learn how to use technology, old fucking
Frank.
Man. Back in my day, we used carrier pigeons to send little notes.
I did.
Can we get a carrier pigeon for the house?
Oh, we should.
We have to put like a little pigeon door.
And then you could fly to my house, and then
I already
can fly
hate the
back,
fucking dog.
And we could go back and forth. But
hey.
you can train this one to shit on Frank's car.
I wish more people were that excited to see me every day. All I have to say. All right. Fucking, I walked in last night.
Go ahead.
I walked in last night. She did a backflip off the couch. I was like, what? What the fuck?
Interesting, Frank. What are you doing to that dog?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay, I won't worry about it then. Just saying, bestiality is illegal in Jersey.
It's legal everywhere.
Oh, it's legal everywhere? I didn't know that, Dave.
Are you
illegal.
Sure?
Not only are you illiterate, you can't hear. Come on, man.
Oh, man. All right. CNN guys.
We're still raising money for getting Gibby hooked on phonics. If you'd like to donate, just let us know.
We're still trying to sell Trish.
we have raised a quarter, so that's 25 cents to our goal.
We
can do it.
Ours is free. You can just take her anytime.
Oh, you want to do the whole number thing? 760-512-7247. Call in. You can have her now. Everything must go! Liquidation!
Must go! All right, guys. CNN. So, a rich guy, a billionaire, buys the world's most...
I'm sorry.
Frisky, are we?
Oh, man.
Go on.
Killing it. You're killing it. All right. Billionaire buys world's most expensive diamond for his 7-year-old.
Oh, well, then I could totally do it.
Baby's got to look good.
CNN reports a hefty bling. 12.3 carat.
Too soon?
An exceptionally faceted, vivid blue diamond.
You can see that beach from the sky.
Was sold for $48.4 million.
What is this $48.4 million? I don't care. Smoke a
bag. The auctioneer, David Bennett, it was the highest price per carat ever obtained for any kind of stone.
Oh, these are the wrong carats. I thought they were orange.
Wow. You sure about that? Are you sure? You sure about that?
Too soon?
Yeah.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. You want to go to a concert?
Just a day at Christie's auction, also in Gavinia, an anonymous bidder purchased a 16.8 carat pink diamond for $28.5 million. She dubbed it Sweet Josephine. At first, the auction house only disclosed that it had gone to a Hong Kong buyer.
Oh, they make you explode like a bomb. Those
the name of the diamond
provided
clues to the purchaser's true identity. CNN billionaire Joseph Lau of property firm Chinese Estate Holdings as the gem's new owner.
Oh, so they're not even French?
No, Chinese.
You just caught on to that?
Yes, the diamonds were bought by Mr. Joseph Lau for his daughter.
Yeah. Wasn't he French?
Asian.
So he bought...
When? What? Why did you even say anything about France then?
Because Gibby's a terrible human being.
What do you mean France? I didn't say France anywhere.
You learned the fucking story with France. I wouldn't start doing a French voice if you didn't say France.
You would, you dick.
My very first thing I said was, billionaire buys world's most expensive diamond for a 7-year-old.
And you automatically assume French.
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
Something French in there. Or did you, like, start a story and then stop, and I didn't hear you stop?
You're freaking sick. Anyway, so he bought...
You're the asshole, my friend.
For his 13-year-old daughter...
I don't give a fuck. I have less fucks to give, and they are zero.
The first time ever, it really sounds like Gibby's definitely 100% done with our shit.
Yeah, he gave up, like, a few weeks ago.
What the
hell you mean months?
Yeah. Okay. But then, like, in the moment we stop his segment, he's ready to rip apart Frank. So
there's not enough alcohol in the world.
To deal with us? Oh, you secret bastard.
Thank you.
Smoke
so
a penis.
He spent close to $75 million on 3 diamonds for his daughter.
And he's not French. For those of you out there that are confused like me, he's not French.
Yeah, obviously. All right, guys, we're going to New York now.
That's not France.
New York.
Just so you know, that's not France.
Ah, the Brooklyn Tunnel. I remember that.
Good news is, guys, we're going to get taken off the air again because you guys are all idiots.
That's
what do you mean again? When was the last time we're taken off the air?
Well, Tony told us we were, but he never actually did it.
126 strong.
He's booyah!
A pussy.
Archive only 119.
That's 2 years. And
well,
then some.
Well, that one archive episode 2 weeks ago that was strictly archive.
Yeah, that happens.
That's because...
SmallPegaPowersRadio.com. Not edited. Raw.
Booyah, baby.
That's
booyah.
What the other one directed. They just get a new theme song.
We have Drunk Day next week, don't we?
Is that next week?
It is next week.
Die.
Oh, shit.
Let's oh, die. God.
This side.
I'm getting
we're
depressed.
All going to die because we all have this general opinion about it.
God, I'm pumped.
I'm getting so hammered.
Get I'm going to apologize for the ear rape in advance.
Get, yeah, it gets really annoying.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Wait,
I don't care.
Isn't this the first year you're actually going to be here?
Yeah, so it's less annoying. But, I mean, the last 2 years sitting in on it, yeah, it's been annoying. But I'll be part of the annoying, so that's positive.
Yay.
So, Gibby, you end your segment, or no?
No, I'm just waiting for a nice ample time for me to start speaking up again.
Never.
Go ahead.
I don't think the moment has come yet. That's all I'm saying.
That's what she said.
John Cena!
New York man with over 20 transit-related arrests under his belt was taken to police custody after attempting to steal a Greyhound bus.
I was stealing the Greyhound bus. Where was he going?
A 50-year-old Darius McCollum hijacked
McCollum?
A Greyhound
Jewish.
Bus.
I don't know if it's Jewish.
McCollum isn't Jewish.
It is now. McCollum.
Hijacked a Greyhound bus and headed for Virginia and was tracked down by police using GPS when the bus never arrived. McCollum drove the bus to Philadelphia before being pulled over by police, producing a fake law enforcement badge. He now faces charges of grand larceny and criminal impersonation of an officer, among others. Upon his arrest, McCollum stated he will try to add an airplane to his long list of transportation threats.
Gibby, say it with me. Larceny.
I think we should let him out again. What do you guys think? He might be able to steal a plane. I think
it'd
be funny.
Larceny.
Shut the fuck up.
Larceny.
No one cares what you think.
Larceny.
I'm just going to do the next one as a highlight reel.
Okay.
Texas A&M sues Indiana Colts for using the term the 12th man. Used to describe their fans.
Oh.
Good story, bro.
How come I always thought the 12 man thing was a Seahawks thing?
I don't know. Because you're stupid.
Am I wrong in thinking that, Frank?
I just said it is. It is.
Then why is Texas A&M suing the Colts?
No idea.
For the 12th man.
You did a highlight reel, so you only said like three words, and now I don't know what you're talking about. You want to just
get
it for you.
Indianapolis Colts use the term the 12th man to describe their fans, something that many high school, college, and pro football teams do, but only Texas A&M has registered the trademark on the term the 12th man is now.
That is one big pile of shit.
Is suing the NFL team. The Indianapolis Star reports that Texas A&M has filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against the Colts in federal court.
That is one big pile of shit.
According to Texas A&M, the Colts' use of the term the 12th man helps the team sell tickets and merchandise because A&M owns the trademark, A&M wants a cut. It's strange that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office ever granted A&M the trademark in the first place. A&M did originate the term, first known use of the term the 12th man to describe the fans of a football team that was in 1900 in a magazine published in the University of Minnesota, which referred to the mysterious influence of the 12th man on the team, the Rooster. That's right. We're talking the Rooster was technically the 12th man in Michigan. Football teams began to using the term the 12th man before Texas A&M famously began its use of the term to corroborate a student who came out and suited up during a game in 1922. It was only 1990, after other football teams had been using the term for decades, and the patented trademark office of Texan and the trade. Now again, I didn't hear about this 12-man thing until the Seahawks.
I thought it was a Seahawks thing too, so...
Apparently, we were both wrong.
I guess.
I'm going to skip that one. Find this one funny. Alright. TSA. Right up Daisy's alley. A recent U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, report found that 73 aviation workers employed by airlines and vendors had alleged links to terrorism.
Terrorists.
The report.
Whites win! Whites win! Race war's over, everybody! Whites won again!
The report published by Department of Homeland Security Office and Inspector General June 4th blamed bureaucratic mistakes, though the TSA said it frequently cross-checked applicants and employee lists with the DHSS Consolidated Terrorist Watch List. Both are incomplete.
What are those?
TSA employee list, which consists of thousands of records, contain potentially incomplete and inaccurate data, such as an initial for the first and missing social security numbers.
John Steele!
So, Dace, do you feel safe flying?
I haven't flown in months.
All right. And then in music news.
So is that a yes?
Surprise, motherfucker!
Or no.
Okay.
I don't know. I care less. I peek.
You ready for music news, guys?
Go ahead.
With it
weird,
being
but...
heavily rumored that Guns N' Roses reunion is on the card, questions have abound as who exactly will be performing with the band. Many outlets have been reporting that a classic lineup reunion is in the works, suggesting that Axl Rose / Duff McKagan, Izzy Stradlin, and Steven Adler, iteration of the band, was the one that we'd be seeing. However, if a new report from the Mediocre Rock is to be believed, the band's new lineup will feature classic Guns N' Roses members Axl / Duff among Frank Fiera and Richard Fortus, I don't know who the hell that is, from Axl's current Guns N' Roses lineup. Longtime keyboard Dizzy Reed will also remain in the band.
I do realize we only care about Slash and Axl, right?
Nobody really cares about Axl.
I think I like it. What do you have an issue with that?
EP. He's done.
And my next question is actually to Trish over here.
Oh, boy.
Hold
on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the announcement today?
No, what?
Firefly 2016's announcement of its lineup.
I feel like you're stealing entertainment news.
Firefly is not exactly my scene. All my friends go to that, but it's a lot of hipster bands that I'll never listen
Mumford
to.
Mumford and Sons.
Exactly.
Leon.
Exactly.
Florence and the Machine.
There you go.
Daymal 5.
Did he just say Daymal
5?
He did.
Death Cat for Cutie.
Wait, how come Blink 182 is not like one of the top ones?
It is. If it's in the first line, it's one of the main bands.
Second
it's in
line.
The second.
It'll still be one of the biggest bands. I just really appreciate Gibby saying Daymal 5.
Okay, shit. I still like the headliners.
T-Mile's
the Daymal guy. Because I don't give a shit about him.
It's Deadmau5, Gibby.
Day-bow-bow.
Shit. I thought you'd be more happy about that. Because Ludacris is there.
Luda!
This lineup's a little bit more interesting than some of the others, but those aren't really the bands that I listen to.
Earth, Wind, and Fire? I'm going.
I thought you were a little bit more, you know, out there. God.
I'm not a hipster.
And the dirty dishes?
Clean them dishes, man. Gotta clean those dishes. Gotta clean them dishes. Alright, and that's it for music news and weird news.
Wait a minute.
Flogging Molly.
What about Flogging Molly?
Yeah, Flogging Molly's going to be there.
What?
Flogging Molly.
Okay, that's what I thought. Was...
What?
Nothing. I thought they were saying something else.
What
oh, you're
thinking?
Done? After you did all your entertainment stories?
Were you thinking Dropkick Murphys?
No. No idea what the fuck I was thinking when I think about it. Time is Frank's Corner!
Following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
History, history! We all are fine!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can save you.
Welcome, one and all. This episode of The Corner is brought to you by Jack Daniels.
Ew, you drank it?
I think he died.
Died?
He stopped talking mid-sentence.
Hello? Well, in that case...
Wait. Did you hear him scream hello really quietly?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, welcome back. Did you fall off a cliff?
Frank?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi. What happened? Hey there, buddy. Did you die again? Frank? Frank?
Hello.
What
Hello?
Is that? Oh, my God, we're dying.
Am I in an airplane?
Yeah, helicopter.
Frank.
Well, why Frank fixes his corner.
No, he doesn't.
Down on Sesame
his corner
Street.
Is oh, man.
Hello?
Hey, what is happening over there?
Kick him out, kick him out, kick him out, kick him out.
Nothing's happening over here.
Well, we go live to Frank on an actual corner. Frank, can you tell us what's developing over there? It sounds really like chaos. Chaos and gunfire.
What corner are you on, Frank? What corner?
Oh, God, there's bodies everywhere. It's terrible.
Frank, can you
Charlie Sheen is just bleeding on everybody.
Don't touch it. He has HIV. You got to get
he
away.
He cut his hands. He's just spraying everybody.
Got to watch out, man.
It's blood. It's monkey blood. Get away from it. It's got HIV. I've seen the movie Outbreak. Run. Now,
oh, God.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the leader looks like? Has the leader been overthrown? I'm sorry, folks, we must
dead.
Have lost
oh,
again.
Oh, no. Killed him. We killed him. Has he even said anything yet? Because I wasn't
There's
here for, like, 10 minutes.
Charlie Sheen blood everywhere. Gaddafi's
no, it's not
forced
Charlie
to
Sheen
come back
blood.
To life. Magic!
Tigger blood. Tigger blood.
So. For more of this matter, we go over to the Capitol Hill with somebody who's not Dick. Frank, you there?
Frank is not there.
Let's kick it over to Gibby. Gibby, what are your thoughts on this matter?
I think the world is cray cray crazy, guys. There's a Charlie Sheen in a corner, and then there's AIDS in the same corner. What the hell happened? What
and that's
the
useful
happened?
Talking there. He said cray cray. Frank, are you there? Frank.
Frank. Frank is dead. He's literally dead.
Hello.
Oh, he's back, Frank. Frank, you have to describe. Why did
back.
He lose? Was there like an airstrike or something?
Yes. Elephants falling from the sky. It was raining elephants.
As a bold move on the U.S. part to drop elephants. Did it work?
So we went like...
Oh, never mind. They're just residents of Alabama. My bad. Not
Alabama.
My
bad. I got it.
We went
Republican.
Full on Operation Dumbo Drop?
Dumbo! Really? Is that really how you're going to... You're just going to go with it like that? All right, that's fine. I see how it is.
So Frank, describe the blood in a list formation.
In a what?
In a list.
Number one, red. Number two,
oh my God.
Slightly darker, drier red.
I did not see that coming. That sounds horrible.
Number three, turquoise.
Oh, that's weird. Is there an alien there?
Number four. Oh my God, is that a banana? Covered
in
syrup.
Oh God. Banana. Banana.
That sounds like a throwback to nobody else would get.
I know. I love inside jokes, but
Frank,
nobody else knows.
Why don't you just go in Dace's room?
No.
You want to cuddle, buddy?
Why don't you just
really.
Come in my room?
Are you wearing pants?
No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I woke up for the show, and I go back to sleep afterwards.
Can you really not hear me if I? Can you really not hear me if I plug the microphone in? Because that's all I did. Right. I pulled it out.
That's what she said.
Going back in.
That is the Charlie Sheen method, and also how he got HIV. Oh.
Sorry. Too soon?
Too soon.
It looks like your microphone's done.
It might be.
Why would it die right during my corner? It was fine for Jimmy.
No, it wasn't. No, we didn't even know you were speaking half the time.
That actually could be true. I don't really
know. No, we knew you were speaking. You just clicked a lot like you were oh, that would have been racist. Yeah, like Mars Attacks.
All the static clicking went away, too. So, yeah, Frank, you need a new microphone.
It's these cheap Asian headphones.
Don't do it.
Well, that's why
tell
you should
you
buy Asian headphones. I mean,
don't do it.
A great deal. Oh, fuck. I know where my headphones are.
Dude, you don't have to curse. I'm just saying.
I'm curious how all this will be.
John Cena! What were you hoping for out of that?
I don't know. Apparently he's on the corner. Is John Cena taking care of everything over there?
Yeah.
A tank must be moving through. A tank has to be going. We have lost Frank. A tank is moving through. And that tank name is John Cena!
Really?
Hello?
Really?
He's back!
Really?
Hello?
Don't tell him that. Then you're giving him confidence.
Hello?
No.
Hey, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Are you there yet? Can you hear me now?
Good. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good. Can you hear me now?
How about now?
And that was Frank's Corner, everybody. On to Celebrity News.
No. I had
no,
a corner.
It's over. Dude, you lost. It doesn't even matter at this point.
Good game.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be nice about it.
That was rude. That was really mean.
You did live coverage from Syria. And for whatever reason, John Cena was there. HIV. Another reason
but
not to bring the refugees over.
It's over. No. It's over.
I'm not going to let the... No, that was Capitol Hill with me in Syria because that was political.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I turned it around.
So that means I totally still have a corner to do.
No,
sure.
You don't. No,
why
you
not?
Don't.
What? I do.
We got rid of that corner.
Did we?
Yeah,
How do you get rid of a corner?
We turned it into a circle.
Watch. Leave.
Just
leave.
Strategy.
Is he clicking buttons, like trying to
get
me
out of here?
All I hear
get
is
out
leave,
of here.
Click.
Just get out of here.
He can't get in the studio, so he makes his own sound bites.
I don't. Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've been in a studio one time because Dace was like, you, for some reason, God forbid, I have to actually host the show for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
We try to avoid that.
You can't see my face, but you did.
That's essentially why he brought me on the show.
Don't worry. And it's completely, completely, legitimately fine. I mean,
I haven't done that in a while. I haven't tried to prematurely end the show.
Prematurely?
Well, prematurely end other things.
That might be your problem, okay? Not mine.
Well, I'm efficient, and I don't like to waste time, so fuck you.
I already came.
Yep. Look, babe, I did all the work. Let's go sleep.
Okay, I'm done. Bye. Got a little on you.
Yeah, you were nice to look
Why
at.
Why two text messages?
They're probably both from Verizon.
They are. How the hell did you know that?
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. Literally are both from Verizon. I don't understand what's going on.
Gibby,
guys.
Run. She's in your house. She's seeing what's happening.
She literally might be in my house right now, guys.
Run. She knows what's happening. She's got you on lockdown, dude. Run. So, Frank, do you have a corner?
Hey, hi. Remember me?
No.
How was your trip to Syria? You know?
How was your trip to Syria?
It was okay. It was really loud and
did you have
crazy.
Fun?
A lot of
did you bring any refugees back with you? Governor Christie will be mad.
Yeah, no, no.
No, what?
One tried to squeeze into my luggage, but kind of dropped the luggage.
And you were like, no, no, no. Drop it in
the luggage? Really?
Dropped it in a dumpster.
Did you drop it on his face?
Why did you make it sound so dirty?
Because it's Gibby.
Because it's me. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought that was pretty self-explanatory.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I thought I would bring this back since it's been a few episodes since I did it.
Okay, bring it back. Bring
we
it back.
Are going to play some Daceman Show Mad Libs.
What does that mean?
Woo! Vagina!
But first, let me tweet that we...
Can we get can we actually get English here? Because I don't know what a Mad Lib is.
Really?
Is it cool? Is it all about me?
What happened in your childhood?
Gibby, a Mad Lib is there's a pre-written story that's missing some key components. So I ask you guys to fill in the blanks, whether it be a noun, an adjective, a verb, you know, the things you don't know. So just yell some random words, and if you happen to get one right, I might put it in.
That's what she said?
Okay. Ha. And then after we fill in all the blanks, I read the story that you guys have created for the masses.
Okay.
So let's start it off. I need a person in the room.
Nigger.
She's the only... Hopefully, she's the only person with somebody in her room.
Gibby has
in here
in her room.
So
Alexa! Hey, girl.
Zoidberg.
No, I'm definitely doing Alexa. All
right.
Don't do that. Oh, yeah, do Alexa. Don't do that. Do Alexa. Don't do that.
Make up your goddamn mind. You're a terrible Mad Lib!
All right, go ahead. Next one. I got the next one, guys. 100%. Go.
I need a number.
2.
42.
An adjective.
I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Is it purple?
There you go.
Yeah,
purple an answer?
It's
well done.
Purple.
I don't know why it's that funny, but yes. Is it purple? Can I do that? I need another adjective.
Chicken. Is that a good one?
No.
Okay. But you can be chicken, I think. I don't know. Don't
answer. No, Gibby, no. Just no.
Coward.
Is chicken.
Cowardly.
What?
I don't know.
What's going on, to be honest. I'm getting yelled at because apparently I don't know what words mean.
Well,
I need an adjective describes something, Gibby.
All right. Horny.
Oh my god. This is gonna be bad. You're gonna end up fucking a robot.
Isn't that?
I need a place.
Narnia.
Brian's bedroom.
Both the same thing.
I need a noun.
Brian.
No, there'd be proper noun for that. I need just a regular noun.
Dog.
Dick.
What?
I don't know.
He said dick.
You're ruining this for the world.
Even though there's parts of bodies for that, too. But whatever. I need another adjective.
Creepy.
Possibly.
Plural noun?
The hell does that mean?
A noun that's more than one.
Children.
A noun with an S. Okay.
Jesus Christ. This is way too hard.
I need a silly word. Whatever a silly word is.
Brian.
Huh?
Brian. Pudding. Pudding's a pretty silly word.
A silly word?
Yeah, pudding.
Does it actually have a description of what a silly word? What the fuck do they mean by silly word?
Pudding.
Redonkulous.
Gadzooks?
Coming.
Gadzooks.
Pudding.
I can make infringement.
Okay, pudding. I don't really think pudding fits, but whatever. Pudding. I need a part of the body.
Penis.
And then there's that.
Who didn't see Boob. That coming?
Right.
Need another adjective.
Oh, Gibby. Insane.
Insane.
In the membrane.
I need a celebrity.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
That's going to happen.
All right. I need a verb ending in ing.
Coming.
Oh, you got that one.
I hate you.
Plural noun. Again. Plural noun.
What does plural mean again?
Multiple.
Multiple.
More than one.
Gangs.
Another noun.
Hooker.
Sure. Plural noun.
Jesus Christ. Christ's.
Is the first thing that came to mind.
We're almost there. Come on, adjective.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, Gibby. What are we gonna do with you, Gibby?
Is Mark chicken a word?
It's a word. Yes, here? Gibby.
Chicken works. Okay.
Chicken does not work. Yeah. Fine, I'll put chicken just for you, Gibby. Chicken.
I don't know what in the world.
No, it's there now. It's there. All right. Okay? Plural noun.
Plural noun. Prostitutes.
And then there's that.
Prostitutes. An adjective?
I don't know what that means.
Stinky.
Orange.
Grimy.
Grimy. And a part of the body, plural.
Fingers.
Part of the body, plural?
Yes.
Tits.
Tits. Okay. So here's the lovely little story that you guys wrote. My name is Zoidberg, or Alexa, since I couldn't decide what name to go with. But my name is Zoidberg. I became a spy when I was only 2 years old. It certainly was an exciting purple time of my life. I was sent into horny locations all over the world, including London, Paris, and Narnia.
Narnia!
I think Brian's bedroom would have been better. depending on the assignment, there could be dick chases, creepy explosions, or children collapsing all around me.
My bedroom would have been so much better.
It's way more fitting to be your bedroom. Children collapsing all around. Terrible. Creepy explosions.
Creepy explosions. Vinegar stroke. Oh, God.
Pudding. I'm lucky I didn't lose... Pudding, I'm lucky I didn't lose a penis during some of my insane spy adventures. One time, my partner, Charlie Sheen, and I were coming in an alley in pursuit of a target.
Oh, my God. Somebody's got the HIV.
Somebody's got the HIV. Jesus Christ.
In an alley in pursuit of a target when a shower of flaming gangs shot out of the darkness. Is that like a flash mob of gangs?
Mm-hmm. No, flaming usually means gay.
Thanks, Gibby.
Just saying.
Anyway,
come out, you know?
Another time, I was piloting a hooker when a flock of Christs flew right into the engine. I didn't know there was a bunch of them for him to fly around, but all right. Fortunately, I crash-landed into a chicken lake. So I managed to walk away with only a few scrapes and prostitutes.
Okay.
Now that I'm retired, my life isn't nearly as grimy. But on the other hand, it's nice to be able to put my tits up and relax.
Jesus Christ.
Sweet! She got those big knockers, what can I say?
Big knockers, I like it.
So Gibby all of a sudden turned into, like, he loves it now that he figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, I understand what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. That's a complete and utter fact here, guys. But go ahead.
You want to do another?
Not
if
really.
You wish, I can do another one.
That was painful.
It was
not it really painful. Was that bad?
Yes.
Because I was the only one answering anything. But, I mean, I could do it again. That's good.
You weren't answering shit. You just kept going, is chicken acceptable? Is chicken acceptable? I really want to eat chicken.
I was going to say, Gibby, are you eating chicken right now? I don't understand.
No. But I may or may not have had chicken today.
Okay.
We had
then
no idea.
I will save these Mad Libs for another corner. Gibby, brush up on your vocabulary a little bit.
No. We don't do that around here.
So. Plus, Dave's a little tired. We're already past the hour mark. We still got to do celeb news and plug and interrupt Dave a bit more. And I got a tweet about ISIS so people will listen to the show.
I agree.
By that, I mean the NSA.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
What the hell?
We got yay, motherfucker.
Fight my shiny metal axe.
Yeah, bitch!
Here we go.
Oh, and celeb news.
Are you sure
My
about
Little
that?
Pony the movie, Hasbro and Lionsgate says an animated version with Jason Thiessen is directing the movie and written by Megan McCarthy. Hasbro and Lionsgate announced Wednesday that the film is scheduled to release November 3rd, 2017. Zoolander 2 released their new trailer. Looks pretty funny. Will Ferrell returns. Ben Stiller
Boo.
Returns. And Owen Wilson.
Yay!
It actually looks cheesy as hell, in my opinion.
The first one was cheesy as hell.
Yeah.
Boo,
and
yay!
Charlie Sheen's got HIV.
Oh,
what?
My God!
Did you really?
Haven't caught on yet.
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure?
No.
Are we sure it's not a publicity stunt?
It
probably
could be.
A little bit of both.
Like, guys, I haven't done anything crazy yet. What should I... Oh, I'll tell them I have HIV.
I got the viv, girls. I got the HIV.
He just gave us the true definition of what tiger blood was.
Tiger... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tiger blood.
So, in a story that I'm surprised didn't end up in Gibby's weird news, a Spanish reporter has mixed up the rebel symbol from Star Wars with the Al-Qaeda logo.
Oh, God.
I could see it happening.
Yeah, he apparently made the reference on TV on a Spanish channel and has just recently apologized for making the connection. Reporter Joda Abril was explaining the history of the Islamic State group in Syria, but the graphics used were taken from a Spanish record label called Al-Qaeda Inc., which uses the image from Star Wars. Yeah. Awkward, right?
When
zombie.
Google goes wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not careful when you Google, bad things happen.
Ubisoft has announced that its upgraded version of Zombie U. Zombie is getting a physical release on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC next year. For more information about the game, check out IGN.com. Bam.
Bam.
Tay Diggs, actor who is currently has a child with Idina Menzel from the annoying song from Frozen, wants their kid to
Let
be called
go.
Mixed instead of black.
Let it go.
What?
I know, right?
No, what is he? She wants him called what?
Mixed instead of black.
Mixed.
Yep.
Mixed. You're mixed. I'm not white, I'm mixed. And then next thing you know, when you call him an Oreo, he's going to be pissed. Or she, whatever it is.
I don't honestly know by the picture. My bad. Five Nights at Freddy. Funko is to begin selling T-shirts emblazoned with the characters from the video game. The pop shirts feature characters from the point-and-click horror game Freddy Fazbear, Chica, Springtrap, and Foxy. They will be available in adult and child sizes starting in December. And that is your celebrity news. Gibby, what do you got going on?
Nothing. He's Gibby.
Frank, what do you got going on?
That was a solid 4 minutes of celeb news.
Charlie Sheen have an HIV, and we talked about that the entire fucking show, so.
And I have the Twitter account of @TheDaceManShow, where every Wednesday night between the hours of about 7:45 and 9:15, I just tweet a bunch of stuff telling you to listen. So if you're listening, follow me so I can tell you to listen again. If you're not listening, follow me so you know when to listen.
Why aren't you listening? Better question.
Right?
Tits, what do you got going
Nick?
On?
Nothing. I'm going to work my life away the next week and a half, or month and a half, so.
Same here. Don't worry.
Cool story, bro.
About
so
it.
For the few. Oh, I
for
got nothing going on. Oh, wait, I got plugs.
Dopra.
I got nothing going on. For the few.
Well, hey, you know, well, we have Drunk Day next week. But then coming up, actually not that far away, in February.
The Gabe-a-thon? Look
at that thing. Yeah.
That's, we should probably start planning that.
Yeah.
A good host to do that. But for the few.
Da proud.
And the Daystacular.
Stay classy, San Francisco.
Fuck Gibby.
You probably forgot.
San Francisco. Did he die?
Yeah, let's hope so.
Law Gibbles.
Fucking
fuck you.